MSNBC's Rule, Hunter Biden allegations have been debunked. By Trent Baker on October 29, 2020. In an interview with White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, MSNBC Live host Stephanie Ruhle argued that allegations of wrongdoing by Hunter Biden, son of 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, have been debunked. The New York Post has published leaks reportedly from the younger Biden's laptop suggesting he used his father's position as vice president to leverage lucrative deals overseas with Ukrainian energy company Burisma and more. Ruhle asked Navarro about Trump owing $400 million, noting it would be normal to disclose who he owes money. Navarro said his touché point is the American people ought to know more about Hunter Biden's laptop, to which Ruhle brushed off because he is not the one running for president and it has been debunked. From a national security perspective, do you think we need to know who President Trump personally owes over $400 million to in the next 4 years? Ruhle asked. I understand that he's a business person. They owe all sorts of money, but it would be normal to disclose who they owe that money to. Well, the touché point here would be simply, do you think we ought to know more about Hunter Biden's laptop and that, Navarro replied. So, let's not go there. We've had a really good conversation for your viewers. I think when we stick on the policy issues, I think that's really important. At this stage, if we can just, as we do the closing arguments on each side, stay on policy, I think that would be really good. Absolutely, Ruhle responded. We should note Hunter Biden isn't running for president. That argument has been debunked, and I raised it because you mentioned national security issue. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.